From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton gets a coveted endorsement. Testifying to Clinton's grit and experience, President Barack Obama endorsed his former Secretary of State's bid to succeed him and urged Democrats to line up behind her. The long-expected endorsement was delivered via web video.
So I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
Well, the endorsement was part of a carefully orchestrated campaign aimed at easing Clinton rival Bernie Sanders toward the exit and turning fully to the fight against Republican Donald Trump. Sanders emerged from a meeting with the president, saying he was committed to that effort.
Donald Trump would clearly, to my mind, and I think the majority of Americans, be a disaster as president of the United States.
Trump reacted to that and more on Twitter by mocking President Obama's endorsement of the presumptive Democratic nominee. Scientists say the monstrous El Niño weather pattern is dead after 15 months. Defined by warmer than average Pacific Ocean water, it was one of the three strongest El Niños on record and was linked to crop damage, fires, and flash floods over the past year. In the U.S., it did deliver much-needed rain and snow to California, but failed to end the state's four-year drought. Americans' household wealth rose in the first 3 months of this year as home values increased, offsetting a drop in stock prices. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 19 points. The S&P 500 was off 3, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 16. You're listening to VOA. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State terror group before claiming to have undergone a change of heart is back in the country to face terror charges. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden has details.
Muhammad Jamal Qais, a 26-year-old American from Alexandria, Virginia, was flown back to the United States from Erbil in northern Iraq on Wednesday, and he appeared in court on Thursday afternoon. He came into the courtroom. He looked a little bit bent over, a little tired, a little ragged. He looked at his parents, the first time he's seen his parents since he left to join the Islamic State back in December of 2015. They waved at him. It was a preliminary hearing, though. They set two new hearings, a detention hearing for in a week and then a probable cause hearing in 2 weeks. By his own admissions, he purposely left, sought out the Islamic State to join, had a change of heart and left. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because it seems like there could be ramifications on many levels.
National security correspondent Jeff Selden. Several suicide attacks killed more than 20 people Thursday in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad, despite the traditional truce for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Thick clouds of black smoke poured from vehicles that caught fire following the explosion of a car bomb in Baghdad's eastern district of Al-Jadida. A second suicide car bomb blew up next to an army checkpoint in the northern Baghdad suburb of Taji. The car bomb attacks Thursday coincided with the ongoing government offensive to recapture the Islamic State-held town of Fallujah. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Costa Rica is putting the finishing touches on the largest hydroelectric power project in Central America as the last generators come online. The dam is expected to produce enough electricity to power about 525,000 homes. The country has now reduced its reliance on fossil fuel-burning plants by 90% and says it hopes to use such plants only as backups. Costa Rica has been shutting down some fossil fuel generators, but it does remain to be seen how drought or climate change could affect the energy output from the big dam projects. The dams have also been criticized for their efforts on the ecosystems of the nation's rivers. Here in the U.S., the annual 4th of July concert outside of the U.S. Capitol, organizers announced Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, and Gavin DeGraw will headline the event. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.